This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet with Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump on Friday in Florida after meetings at the White House with President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. The AP's Norman Hall reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has visited the White House to discuss the war in Gaza and the possibility of securing a ceasefire deal and the release of Israeli hostages.
Welcome back, Mr. Prime Minister. We've got a lot to talk about. I think we should get to it.
It's Netanyahu's first White House visit since 2020. In addition to his talks with Biden and a separate meeting with the likely Democratic nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris, the Prime Minister will also stop in Florida to meet with GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump. Netanyahu's visit to Washington has been met with anti-war protest, including a die-in at nearby Lafayette Park across from the White House. Norman Hall, Washington.
Vice President Kamala Harris spoke to the nation's largest teachers union in Houston, Texas, Thursday as she sought to unify Democrats behind her bid for the party's presidential nomination. We get more from Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman.
Good morning, AFT! Good morning!
The American Federation of Teachers has long been a core constituency of the Democratic Party, and the union's president, Randy Weingarten, gave Harris a full-throated endorsement.
This is the most pro-labor, pro-worker, pro-family, pro-public education administration in our history.
Harris is the frontrunner to win the Democratic nomination ahead of her party's August convention after President Joe Biden abruptly bowed out of the race and endorsed her.
Zachary Goldman reporting. And for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com.